Tonight we're starting already the third tzaddik we're going through. I'm going to read through a little bit of Arya Kaplan, some points he makes here. Again, I recommend everyone get this. It's a wonderful book here. We're learning about Rav Dov Ber, the Magid Mimezich. We already went through the Baal Shem Tov and told the Tzach of Yosef, just to touch upon him.
What's that book called again?
This is the Hasidic Masters. Sound good? Okay. Get another one? Moshe? Okay, so the Tolda Yaakov Yosef we learned before was the Talmud Muvok of the Baal Shem Tov, but for different reasons that Rav Arya Kaplan himself suggested why he did not start his own sect of Hasidus, he didn't have any Talmidim of his own. There's some interesting suggestions, but he didn't. He just learned the most from the Baal Shem Tov, but didn't begin Hasidus. It wasn't until the Magid Mimezich that he really started Hasidus. The Baal Shem Tov had the Torahs. Told us Yaakov Yosef wrote down all the Chidushim from the Baal Shem Tov, but the Magid Mimezich really spread out Hasidus. So they have a short Maisa here mentioned that when the Baal Shem Tov was about to die, so all the Talmidim asked him, "How could you leave us? What's going to be with us?" And he said, I'm sure it's nicer in Yiddish, but I don't have the Yiddish in front of me. I don't know the Yiddish. But in English, it's there is a bear in the forest. That was the quotation. There's a bear in the forest. There's a dove. There's a bear, referencing the Rav Dov Ber, the Magid Mimezich, who's really going to take on and continue Hasidus as the leader. Now, it was interesting, as we saw with the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, that he did not grow up as a Hasid. Hasidus didn't exist yet. He lived from the period of 1704 to 1772. That's when he lived. And he was actually a very big Talmud of the Rav Yehoshua Falk. Anyone knows Rav Yehoshua Falk is what Sefer he wrote? Rav Yaakov Yehoshua Falk? The Pnei Yehoshua, exactly. Pnei Yehoshua. He was a great Talmud of the Pnei Yehoshua, who was not a chassid by any means at all. He was one of the most important svarim that we have on Shas. So he started off as a Talmud of the Pnei Yehoshua. Now, what he went on to do is, after the Baal Shem Tov passed away, he started, as I mentioned, he created many, many leaders. He got the greatest, the most intelligent individuals and brought them into the world of Hasidus, and then through them started to branch off after his death into all the various sections and groups of Hasidus. I have that chart not with me. We'll bring it in maybe next week or 2 weeks, how they started to break off from the Magid Mimezich, but he really was the one who started it. Now, what happened in his lifetime, we're not going to discuss this, maybe it deserves a different sheer topic, but this was the famous Cherem of the Vilna Gaon, among other great Gedolim, who were very against Hasidus. Baal Shem Tov came around, people were bothered by him, but he wasn't really, he was a nice speaker, but he didn't have groups of followers. But then when the Magid came along and started to create a huge following, so the Noad Bihuda has a very important tshuva he notes here, and he was very against Hasidus. I mentioned this in the first year that we had, that a friend of mine, a chavrusa in the yeshiva, he is a Ben Acher Ben, Binyamin Landa, is a Ben Acher Ben of the Noad Bihuda, and Rabina told him that he should not be saying L'shem Yichud before he does any mitzvahs, because Noad Bihuda says not to. So he was very much against anything new that the Hasidus brought into Yiddishkeit. And after the Noad Bihuda, then they had this Chayim of the Gra that they wrote against all Hasidus, which 6 months after this Chayim, the Magid had passed away. And then that sent everyone into a whole storm of who is the next leader, and then everything branched off into what it became. So let's go through a little bit about some stories of the Magid. Just a couple of interesting notes that you don't have in front of you. The Magid had very, very important yichus. He actually had a star yichus that dated back to Rav Haigon. He was a Ben Acher Ben from his mother, it sounds like, actually. He was a descendant of Rav Haigon. So he had quite a nice star yichus. And what happened once, there was a fire that broke out in his home. And his mother started to cry that she was very upset. What's going to be with our star yichus? And the Magid said to her when he was a young boy, not to worry, I'm going to start my own Shtar Yichas. We're going to start a new dynasty. And he certainly was right in that. So let's now turn to the first story. This is really the Magid's first encounter with the Baal Shem Tov. And keep in mind that he was a Talmud of the Pnei Yeshua. It's his first page here, Tuf Samach Dalet on the bottom. It's also important to note that his Yartzeit is Yud Tes Kislev, which corresponds with the same day as the Rebbe came out of jail. So it's a very, very big day in Hasidus. So if you look in that first story, Pam Avar Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh Zuchus Yogein Oleinu B'Iro Shabal Pnei Yeshua. The Baal Shem Tov was once passing through the city of Pnei Yeshua. V'amar la Tamidav, he said, the Baal Shem Tov said to his Tamidim, she livehu, the Tamidim who had escorted him to the city, she yelech v'yodil la Pnei Yeshua, let the Pnei Yeshua please know, she ha Baal Shem Tov yoshev kan v'agala, that I'm waiting outside to speak to him. The mevakesh me'arav lasur elai l'rega, I'd like to speak to him for a moment. So as he was waiting for him in the wagon, what is she? Sure, okay. As he's waiting for the wagon, he knows he's ready, or you're paying attention better not looking in. So he was waiting in the wagon outside, and so the Pnei Yeshua came out. Yotze Elav HaPnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua went out to greet the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov Amar Lo, Yeish Lachem Kan Shochet. I'm letting you know, you have a certain butcher in town, Tibad Ku Acharav, I want you to check after him. V'taviru Oso Mevodasar, and you should really remove him from being a Shochet. V'nas L'darcho, and he went off. So Badek Pnei Yeshua Es HaShochet, the Pnei Yeshua took the advice of the Baal Shem Tov and he investigated the Shochet, the Gila Es Masav, and it was clear what he was doing. V'heviru Mishchitasu, and told him he could no longer practice as a butcher. Ka'avur Zman, some time passed. Nasa HaBaal Shem Tov V'avar Shuv B'irol Shel Pnei Yeshua. Another time passed, he was walking through, he was traveling through the city of the Pnei Yeshua. V'hor Lomar Lo She Baal Shem Tov, what's that word there? Ma'ashidhi B'chutz. Baal Shem Tov was outside. V'humivakish Pnei Yeshua Yasser Alav. He again requested the Pnei Yeshua to come outside. V'shiyas Kiru. And also, I want you to remind the Pnei Yeshua Shelefnei's Manma a few months ago, who has zero binidon shochet. I'm the one who warned him about the shochet, and I was found to be correct. So Yatzei Alav Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua went out to greet him. V'Baal Shem Tov Amar Lo. The Baal Shem Tov tells the Pnei Yeshua. Shehol harab ber mimezvich ragul avur kan bedarko. I understand that the Magid comes here often. Lemarchatzal is karslav. I don't know where the area that is, but some bathhouse. The refuas raglav. The Magid was known to have some difficulty with his feet. He has some, maybe one or two of his feet were lame.
Carlsbad,
and
it's a famous place.
Yeah, for you it's famous, not for me. So the this place, Carlsbad.
Carlsbad, Germany.
Yeah. My ignorance in geography, I guess. So he had some difficulties with his feet. They would talk about how he would go into the lake, in the iced over lake, and he'd be bleeding from his feet. So he had a lot of issues. So he'd go to this famous place with a famous bathhouse and to go for some refuah. So Yomer lo Pnei Yeshua said, Sheyisei al Baal Shem Tov. So he told the message was, the Baal Shem Tov told the Pnei Yeshua, to tell the Magid that I want you to come visit me, the Baal Shem Tov. I'll show you the bathhouses and you could get a refuah. So Yomer lo Pnei Yeshua sheyisel Baal Shem Tov v'sham tiyeh lo refuah. So the Pnei Yeshua, the Rebbe of the Magid, advised him to go visit the Baal Shem Tov and you're going to get a refuah. Now kachava, that's how it was. Ha Pnei Yeshua maser la Magid ha kadosh es divrei Baal Shem Tov. So he gave the message over. Aval hu mi in l'shmo al kach. The Magid refused to pay attention to his Rebbe. Amar lo Pnei Yeshua, Shagam Daita Hu Shiyasa, I also think you should go. Hol Vadavar Nitzach Lerfu, I see you're having difficulty walking, I think you should go. Lemaros Habikoros, despite the fact, the criticism you have, Sheyesh Lahem Al HaChasidim, Sheyem Maraktin, Metapchin, B'Shabbos V'Yomtev, I know you have a halachic problem with them. They dance on Shabbos, they clap hands on Shabbos, it's a problem. The Mishnah and Beta talks about you can't dance, you can't clap hands, the Tosfos was about this. I know there's halachic shilas, but you go visit him anyways. I really think you should. So the Magid listened to his Rebbe, the Pnei Yeshua. HaMagid HaKadosh Kibel Esadvarav V'Nasav LeBaal Shem Tov. He traveled to the Baal Shem Tov. V'Higil L'Sham. When he got there and he arrived at the house of the Baal Shem Tov, HaBaal Shem Tov L'Shoach, he started to talk to him, Imo, Al Dvarm Pshutim L'Chora. Very simple matters. Could go and Michael Hasusim, what to feed the horses. The Gova Schar Hachsanya had to collect rent. His Tcharid Hamagid Albo, he's what a waste of time. I'm coming to meet this guy who's talking to me about nonsense. The Nifrad Me Baal Shem Tov Vechad Lachsanya says, I'm going back home to my host. He left the Baal Shem Tov and went back to where he was staying. Lamachras, the next day, Baboke, Shalach Baal Shem Tov as Mishamisho. The Baal Shem Tov sent his Gabai, Sheyelech Vikr La Magid. I want you to call back the Magid. Something else I want to talk to him about. And imagine the Magid at this point is rolling his eyes now. And Kishenichnas Hamagid LeBaal Shem Tov Motza Oso Yoshev V'Sefer Zohar Basuach Lefanov. He noticed that in front of the Baal Shem Tov was a wide open Zohar. So Amar Lo Baal Shem Tov Hakadosh Omrim Aleichem. They say about you. I heard wonderful things about you, the Magid. Shatem Talmud Chacham. Omruna leap shot b'divrei Zohar Kadosh. Please take this Zohar. I've had a hard time reading this. Please tell me what this means. So he took a stab at it. Hischil Omar, sorry, Ayin Hamagid HaKadosh B'Divrei HaZohar. He started to look inside the Zohar. But Omar Pshat, he couldn't say anything that made sense. Amar lo Baal Shem Tov, Im Ein Cham Yodim, if you don't know, Tzarech Ani Lomer Lachem, I'm going to tell you what Pshat is in the Zohar. Hischil Omar, he started to tell him, V'hayisa Eish Mislakechas V'kolos Abrakum, there is lightning and fire and thunder, Kibimat Matan Torah. And the Acher Mikan, after he explained Pshat in the Zohar, Amr lo, Shisa lebeso, you should go back home. Baal Shem Tov, he dismissed him. Umisham Yisa od pamachas lekarslav v'tielo refui. You should go back now to the bathhouse, and you're going to have a refu. Hamagid HaKadosh, after experiencing this, Vikesh es reshu sosha Baal Shem Tov lishvos b'michitas. So he says, you know what, I don't want to go back home. I want to stay in your presence. V'acharkach yashiv lebeso. La'achar mikan, afterwards, Nasa Magid HaKadosh Lekarslav B'tzivu Yeshel Baal Shem Tov, he did as he was told. U'bedarchel sar lebeisel shel Pnei Yeshua, on the way he stopped off and went to the house of this Rebbe, the Pnei Yeshua, V'sipar al Madrei Gosa V'kedusha sel shel Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. He described all the greatness, that Kedusha that he saw with the Baal Shem Tov. V'shalu Pnei Yeshua. So Pnei Yeshua asked him, ah, ma'im kol kushyo shel ein merakdin vein metapchin. You had such chinas that he was dancing on Shabbos, he claps on Shabbos. Suddenly he forgot about the halacha. Amalo, he says, Arat, up until now, says the Magid, Savarti Shemadubar Beven Adam. I thought we were talking about a human being. How you cautiously call Kusha? I had many questions. Aval al Malach, Ainli Kusha. So Malach, such as the Baal Shem Tov, I can't have any kashas. Amar Pnei Yeshua, the Pnei Yeshua responds back, Im Kach, if that's the case, Arei Atem Gam Mibnei Chabura, you're also of the Chabura of the Baal Shem Tov. And this is found in one of the Sfarim of the Stishin, HaChachma Mi'ayin. Let's move on to another story now. This is on your page. This is Taf Ayin Aleph. Try to get some warm chillin' here if you don't mind.
Sounds like the patient was answering that. Sounds like you rage drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I'm not sure his relationship with the Chassidus. Unclear. He certainly has some interesting things of Bnei Yeshua. Once in a while, you find some interesting gematrias there. Doesn't mean he was in Chassidus, but he certainly was into the Ariza. I don't know what his perspective was like. Also, every story, as we mentioned, we don't know how true they are also.
Really?
We never know. What they say is, if you believe every story, you're crazy, but if you believe no story, then you're not Bikoros. So it's somewhere in between. Now, which one's anyone's guess? But you accept them with a certain lesson. Fine. So you now go to Taf Ayin Aleph. There's a bunch of Rashi tables. It gets a little bit confusing here who's talking. But you now just jump down to three lines, in the bold, the end of the line. Shepam achas ba gvir echad lefnei hamagid. Once a wealthy individual came to the magid. You guys see that? And the magid would be mezrich. Zuchus again olenu. Vakasher maser lo piska amela rav kadosh. So they gave us the kvittel to the magid. Da kilo harofe merape. He says to the visitor, the gvir, you should know that doctors don't heal. Ella im kol rofe virofe yeshno malach merape. With every doctor, there's a corresponding malach who provides the healing, like Raphael. The chomashu rofe gadol. The greater the doctor, holy chimo yamalach yoser gadol. The greater the doctor, the greater the malach. It's not the doctor who does any refuah. He's just an agent. It's really the malach who's the one performing the refuah as an agent of Hashem. Vayihi kishmo ha-gvir dvaro, when the gvir saw what the magid was saying to him, haya lefela niska beinav, he was wondering, what in the world are you talking about? Kihu lo hisgir lefano mishim choli machle. The gvir says, I'm not sick. What are you talking about doctors for? Umazei daber minyanim keilu. What's the topic of doctors and malachim? Omnam. Kashir Nasal Basil, Nafal Mishka. The moment this Gvir got home, he fell sick. Menachla Kasha Ad Kide Kachshe Gili De Gzisa Rahman Litzlam. He became a ghost very quickly. He fell, he got sick and was bedridden. Vachevra Kadisha, Uminan Yehudim, Kvar Amdu Saviv Limitaso. They started to go around the bed. Hidlikunir Nishama, they lit a candle. They're starting to say Vidui. Vinei Hakara Beisahu. What happened in that moment? His damin l'sham hamelch bechvodu ba'atzmo. King was passing through this town of the Gvir. Uba'ito imo rofei hagadol. A very, very important doctor was accompanying the king. So v'halchu, the Jews that were with the Gvir, who was dying, They requested that the king allow his doctor to come to come take a look at the ill patient. This way he could check him out, see what he could do. When he saw how bad the illness was, it was so terrible. His ragis atmo maze, he got so upset. As maze bikshu also levaker chola kazev, to come see a dead guy. He's barely alive. Asher kvar nidma lemeis rachmalatzon, he's almost dead. What are you wasting my time for? I'm an important doctor. Im kolzeh, despite the fact tziru bo admao, they pressured him very much. Ki ma'achesh kvar hitriach atmo, but once you came here, they say, come on, let's do us a favor. At least take a look at him. Alkein yave betuvo livdo kezachol. At least just check some things. Maybe there's something you could do for him. So maybe you can find some refuah to help him out. The kashir badak also, the doctor checked all the signs. He decided, there's a tiny bit left of life in this gvir. Like a thread. The kashir kvar rotza rofei leilech misham. Pitom rosh yeshino letova. He's about to leave the house and sees that the Gvir begins to wake up a little bit, gets a little bit better, his breathing a little bit better, his heart rate up. Because of Miyad, Pisco Shesim Imanim, he wrote a prescription, a recipe, Balaz, the Tziva Larutz Maher al Besam Rakachas, run to the pharmacy, Lahavi Esachufa. This, if you get this medicine, he's going to be fine. I see there's a little bit of life left, quickly run and get it. Vine, O Terem Chaza, Shliach, Mi Besam Rakachas, before the messenger got back with the medicine, Hikyarofe ki huka matzavachola. It even got better. It lightened even more. Valkane, Russian recipe, another prescription. Acheres mitshufa yosakala. He said, you know what? That medicine I sent was too strong. He's now gotten better. Let me write a smaller, a not as strong, not as potent type of medication. Netziva l'shloach l'beis ha-merkacha sent another messenger out to the pharmacy. V'lomar sham ki ma'acha shehuk l'machla sachola. The first one was too strong. We need the second one now. So go quickly, get the second one I need. Meantime, what happened next? Oda hutav matzav. The conditions got better. Hachola od yoser got even better. Ubechein kasa retzipi shlishi, wrote a third prescription, and the trufa yoser akala that was even lighter than the previous two. Ubita as a shnei shnei. You see, he canceled the second message. This happened over and over. Sent a for prescription, got better, sent a new one, over and over again, finally. He got them switching the prescription. Until finally he got full strength. And the doctor didn't do a thing. You didn't need to take any medicine at all. The kasher shav shava elav rucha, when the spirit came back to the gvir, he was full of strength. The yashav al rosh mitaso, he stood up on his bed. Sounds like the story of Yaakov and Yosef for this week's parsha, right? Yaakov was sick, and Yosef walked in, v'ischazek al mitaso, that he got very, very strong in his bed. So he got strong. V'gid al rofe, the gvir, who's now healthy, looks at the doctor and says, Adoni hayakar v'anale. Wow, you precious person. Hein ola b'zichruni, I remember, not too long ago, I can't remember fully, but I just met with the Magen Mezrich. He told me, it's never the doctor, but it's the Malach that accompanies the doctor. The greater the doctor, the greater the Malach. When the doctor heard this, it was very appealing to him. He wanted to know who this great tzaddik was and where he lives. He wrote him down. His name is Rav Dov Ber, the Magen Mezrich. This is where he lives. Go find him. So Rofi Zehaya Yehudi Mizar Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. He was a Jew. The doctor was Jewish. He just wasn't religious. He was just off the derech a little bit. Umina Oz Asher Shamas Divrei Hamagid Hakadosh Zechus Yigenu Lenu Nichnas Hirer Tshuva. When he heard that the Magid had such an idea of the Malach and not being the doctor, he wanted to be Chozer B'tshuva. He started to seek advice. How could he leave the palace? He worked for the king. What's the best advice to go live with the Magid as opposed to with the king?
Tamo
So he was advised that he should take off a little vacation. He needed some time by himself. So when he was able to, he was granted a leave of absence for a few weeks, let's say, he would travel to go visit the Magid. When he went inside the room to meet the Magid, he told the Magid that he wanted to do a complete tshuva. The Magid said to him, "Eich." I'm going to read the English, the Hebrew. You can do the Yiddish if you'd like. I'll take a drink meanwhile. So, the Hebrew, I'll read. Undo vest mir helen rufus aguf. Ani yirvape otzcha berufus nefesh, says the Magid. I'm going to give you rufus nefesh. I'm going to spiritually clean you. The ata tirape otzi rufus aguf, and you're going to give me a physical healing. Ki haya chalash mod. At that time, the Magid was very weak. His legs were still very weak. V'nishar harofe betoch beis of v'chatzer kadosh. The doctor remained in the house, in the courtyard of the Magid. When they started daven mincha, Hamagid Hakadosh Amir Hamizmor Hodu Lashem. Az Haschil Inakos Lataris Nishmas Harofid. When he said Hodu Lashem, the Shabbos was coming in. The doctor felt his neshama being cleansed. The Kasher Higi Lepasuk Kol Ochel Tisayim Nafsham. Az Hirgish Harofid Kilu Kol Kroiv. He felt the Rofid. The doctor felt that all his limbs, Umeyav, and his innards, Misgagalim, were flipping over. Mishapchin Bekiva were turning over in his stomach. Up until this point, he was eating who knows what. His body, his limbs started to be cleansed. He felt like his nefesh left his body. Hisham had to take it out there. He's completely transformed to another person. He never returned back to the palace. Never again was he interested in medicine. Unless a very ill, poor person showed up at his door, then he would deal with him and would, for no cost, heal him. The koayom yashiv beis medrash v'aved es Hashem yisbarach, and all day long would he spend learning in the beis medrash. Okay, so now there's another ma'isa continuing that pam achas. We'll finish with this story, I guess, and then maybe next week we'll do a couple other stories. Pam achas ba'amdu be'emtza tefila. One time in the middle of davening, karu achrav avur chola. The doctor was davening. You see the next page. It's tough ayin gimel. You got it, Ezra? Okay. I'll get another bite of chillin' here before it gets cold. Take my time? Okay. So, Pam Achas, one time, B'amdo B'emtza HaTfila, during davening, Karu Acharav Avur Acholeb. The doctor was davening, and they called him out that there's an ill person who needs your help. Sheyeshwa B'shum Pekuach Nefesh, a real Pekuach Nefesh case. V'huchrach L'hafzik B'emtza HaTfila. So, we know that if it's Pekuach Nefesh, you should stop the Shemoneh Esrei. Go visit the ill and see what you could do. He needed to know he was noticing that there's a certain illness that the princess had exactly when he was working for the king. When he was trying really hard to find a medication for her, there's no healing. Zulas ezem in esav echad hagdila b'minbar. There's one herb that grows in the desert. Hanimtze b'katzei asheni she'olam. That's on the other end of the world. That's impossible to get to. Davar she'ef shar lahasig achshav, that you can't get right now. Ukiroso ki'ein biyadu lazer lahoyil. And they realize there's nothing he could do about it. Lo higid klum rak chalaf halachlo. He didn't say a thing and just walked out. Vahikasher yotze el achatzer. When he went to the courtyard, Ra'a Sham Eza Delishal Eitz. He saw there was a little wooden pail. The Kasher Stakil Eladi, he looked inside the pail, Shaya Kli Eitz, it was made of wood. V'ine Legodel Timuno, with his great wonderment, Ra'a Eich Shetamcho Lav Ha'esav Hazeh. That very herb that he needed was actually growing in this wooden pail. V'tala Sha'esav B'simcha Rabba, he plucked out that grass, that weed, that blade of grass with great joy. The tziva meod miyad, rather right away, he commanded lahavi esav merkachas mebeisav merkachas, tell the pharmacist to come here immediately. The tochen es esav hadak hetav, and to grind it into powder. The arvan yachadim hamerkachas, and to mix it together with other things. The nasan mizeh elachola, give it to the ill, the sick person. The whole lo hachufa, it's going to be effective in nisrape vekam mecholyo, and it worked, and he was saved. He had to go back and finish davening. Remember, he didn't finish his Shemoneh Esrei. So he went back to the Beis Medrash to finish davening. Through all this time, Kfar Gamru Shal Mesatfila, davening was already over. So the Shal HaMespalim, he asked the people there who had davened earlier, Eza Chadshus Hisrachesh Hayom B'Shas Tfila. He wanted to know, did you guys notice anything special that happened during the davening while I had to run out? V'Shivalo, they responded, yeah. When he got to that bracha, harbe v'hiftzir me'ob betfila v'chazar kacha kama pamim al ha'tevos hanal borei refuos. He repeated those words over and over and over again, borei refuos, with great kavana. Az hishiv lehem. So now the doctor is going to tell him his side of the story, what was happening at that same moment. Ani asaper lechem advar mu'mapal v'asa tzadik betfilaso. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen while the tzaddik was saying the words Bari Rufuos, what I was doing on the other end. The Sipur Lefneim, he told him, Eich Shebara Esav Hanal, how miraculously this very herb grew in a place that it shouldn't be found. Asher Hu Bilti Mitziuso B'Medino Sa'ila, they don't exist in this country. Rak Motza B'Midbar, only in the desert. Berachok Makom Lemot, a very far away desert. We had tzaddik Shines Ateva. The Magid was able to change Teva with his tefillah, Sheyitzmach V'Yimtza Po, Kedele Rafo says Achola, in order to bring a refuah for the Chola. So he finished the story in another application, but at the end of the day, this is the greatness of the Magid Mimezich, the types of Nisim that he was able to perform. So we'll stop here. Mitzvah next week, we'll do another couple of stories, and then the week afterwards, we'll go through some of his Torahs. Okay, Shkoyach again.